Room 2, A Matrix of Light. Stepping out of the night into the light, man soon experiences constraint, pain, loss. It can be said that he bears the phantom pain of one who was once whole, but who existentially amputated, as after the expulsion from paradise, plunges into what some, eager and shallow, call reality. This struggle is neither fatality, nor lack of meaning, nor quote-unquote proof that God is weak, indifferent, that he is absent, or downright dead. On the contrary, now it is clear that we are dealing with experience at the crossroads, that the vertical and horizontal lines set us in motion and orient us starting from the central point, that grain of gold, the hardly perceptible mountain peak on the map of the hereafter, in saturated darkness. We find the original gold, literally, in the cell which lies at the foundation of all future life, regardless of biological kingdom. Actually and symbolically, from the grains of wheat, apparently tortured in their entrustment to telluric darkness, spring the buds of hope. Thus, sacrifice is the second center of gold. The response in blood to the original gold, and the means to regain it. As seen in Christian culture, itself an echo of many others, the main axis of man is double-ended, at one end visible and at the other invisible. Therefore, it can be maintained that we are not solely beings crucified between earth and heaven, between history and eternity, but also icons, realities, reminiscent and anticipatory of the reality we came from and the one we are headed towards. On this path, the cross is our guiding star.